Across the Pacific Northwest, the sea's already at the doorstep of homes, businesses, infrastructure, and habitat, and the problem's only going to get worse as the sea continues to rise. In the winter, extra high tides give us a glimpse of what might be at risk. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill headed to Port Townsend and Olympia to take a look at this year's king tides.
Tom and Marie Course live on the far east side of Port Townsend, on the northeast point of the Olympic Peninsula.
We are on the beach. Yep.
Since the Course's house was built 3 decades ago, ice caps have been melting and the ocean's been expanding as it warms up. The Courses got a taste of just how close the sea might come to their home in March 2016, when a massive storm blew into Port Townsend at the same time as a king tide. Just before dawn, 60-mile-per-hour winds pushed the high water toward the Course's house.
We probably had 4 to 6 foot waves coming ashore here. There was a lot of spray hitting the east side of our house, and you could feel vibrations coming through the house. I got out of bed and came out and looked, and I thought, oh my goodness, if this goes on, we're going to have to move the house.
In Washington and Oregon, nearly 40,000 people live on land that's likely to get flooded during the next few decades. And it's not just houses that are at risk. It's billions of dollars of infrastructure. Sewage treatment plants in Olympia and dozens of other cities could be destroyed by saltwater unless they're modified or moved. The Port of Tacoma and other highly contaminated Superfund sites could soon be underwater. And hundreds of miles of roads might get regularly flooded.
The implications of sea level rise are more expensive than we could ever imagine having budget to cover.
Guillaume Moget is an expert on flooding and climate change adaptation at the University of Washington. He says even if we stop emitting carbon tomorrow,
we're virtually guaranteed to get 6 inches of sea level rise in the next 50 years.
That's more than a foot above where the sea was in 1900, which is when a lot of our infrastructure was built. One way to get a glimpse of the future is to look at a king tide today. That's why I headed to Olympia during one of January's king tides to meet Eric Christensen, who does sea level rise planning for Olympia's Public Works Department.
We're looking at Bud Inlet in the city of Olympia.
Bud Inlet is on the very southern end of Puget Sound.
We've got a tide coming in that should hit about 17 feet, which happens a few times a year here. You know, with a foot of sea level rise, we could see this happening maybe 30 times a year. A few times a year, we'd see water creep over the shoreline and flood up to 20, 25 square blocks of downtown.
Christensen says a tide like today's, plus that 6 inches of sea level rise scientists say we're guaranteed to get, could mean...
You'll begin to see water in the streets. This corner here will flood. Columbia Street, the next block over, will flood. The parking lot that you parked in, you wouldn't want to walk to your car.
Christensen estimates it will cost $60 to $65 million to protect downtown Olympia from a rising sea. But if the city did nothing to prepare, the damage would cost billions.
Sea level rise is inevitable, and sea level rise is going to change the landscape. This is my community, and I feel very strongly that I'd like to protect it.
Back in Port Townsend, the Course's short-term plan is to keep building the berm between the beach and their house higher and higher. But long term,
these houses will probably have to be moved. That's probably the final outcome, but it won't affect Marie and myself because we'll be gone.
In Port Townsend, I'm Eilish O'Neill.